Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
We've got to bring more. We bring you more. NBA playoffs rolling on. Last night's games, the Knicks even up their series. They beat the Hawks 101-92. The Sixers take a commanding 2-0 lead in their series, blowing out the Wizards 120-95. Some controversy in that game with Russell Westbrook we discussed earlier as a fan dumped popcorn on him as he exited the game with an ankle injury. And then Utah, they had to get this win. They even their series up as Donovan Mitchell returns to the lineup, and they put up 141 points. Jay, a lot of offense going on in these playoffs. 141-129.
John Morant said he was top five point guards in the league. He may not be off.
Yeah, he kind of –
he had 47 last night.
He had something to prove, didn't he? And he had a big game in the loss as that series moves to Memphis. And, you know, you talk about John Morant as one of the young faces of the league, and we were talking about Luka Doncic yesterday as a guy that's really emerging. I mean, his performances in the first two games against the Clippers is they won both games on the road. That series, by the way, Dallas and L.A. Clippers moves to Dallas Friday night. It's on ESPN. It's going to be a great lineup
NBA
Friday
countdown.
Night.
We got it.
Jay Will going to be all over it. But when you think about Doncic, and you made this point, Jay, yesterday, and we were talking about him becoming the new face of the NBA once the torch is passed from the greats, like obviously LeBron James. And it's a very interesting take about not just Luka, but also what it could mean for Dallas going forward, attracting other stars.
When we were talking about earlier this year who the face of the NBA potentially will be.
I might change my vote.
That's Luka.
Yeah.
Not LaMelo, Key.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Not Luka, LaMelo Ball. Even
kid,
if he goes to L.A.
He's special.
It will be Luka. There's a reason why LeBron
they just know it's
put that out
him.
There. LeBron's going to have his own shoe through Nike. Luka was going to be his first signature shoe.
I might want to just like lay out while you're talking instead of cutting you off because that was a really good take. I was just really excited about it.
It was additive.
I was just excited. But with that in mind, we're already starting to see this idea of him attracting mm-hmm. other, I don't know if I want to say star in this case, but yeah, there is a story.
Not the level of star that Luka would want, but still,
maybe
he's attracting.
There is a story out of Chicago that suggests that Lauri Markkanen of the Bulls, who's going to be a restricted free agent, that he's very interested in playing with fellow Europeans, Luka Doncic, and also Kristaps Porzingis. And is that a guy that you'd want to add there? Is that like the Bulls look like a team that was building, you know, they make the trade for Vucevic and, you know, they have Zach LaVine. And then you see that Zach LaVine put his house up or his apartment, I guess. Yeah, it's a house in Chicago. He put that up sold it. Lakeview. Yeah, Lakeview. Yeah, okay. It's been sold. Now, we know he's got a sprawling acreage outside of Seattle.
It's an
unbelievable spot he's got there. So that's his off-season house. But Markkanen, Porzingis, isn't that kind of the same player in a way?
Yeah.
A stretch
I would
four
say,
type?
Yeah, Lowry's a little bit a poor man's version of Porzingis to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the fact that Luka has something special about him. He's a magnet. I mean, he averages 9 assists per game. We see the shots. You know, the one-legged runners, the three-point shot he made against the Clippers. We see the incredible fadeaways that remind you of Dirk. But ultimately, Key, there are certain players in basketball, LeBron James being one, that make everybody else exponentially better. They make the game easy for you. We talk about LeBron James getting guys like Boobie Gibson, Matthew Dellavedova paid a lot of money.
It's true.
And Luka Doncic is one of those players. And I said the other day, there's a reason why LeBron wanted to sign Luka to be his first original signature shoe for LeBron James because he has that same kind of snack, crackle, and pop that you talk about, Key.
There's no question that he's headed in the right direction. Now, you know, when you start saying attracting the star players, you know, it depends. Will Dallas even be able to keep Luka? Will Dallas be able to keep
Luka? You don't think Mark Cuban?
You just don't know. Man, the NFL, I mean, the NBA is so fluid in terms of moving things around and how these players think. You know, who's to say that all of a sudden somebody's not recruiting him to leave Dallas to come join them? So when you look at it, for him to win an NBA title, does he need another alpha dog to go along with him? Who's available?
Zach LaVine.
That would say, okay, I want to leave Chicago to come to Dallas. Do I want to play in Dallas? Do I want to play for Mark Cuban? I understand he's a great owner. So you got to look at it, all those things, opposed to Dallas hitting again on a top draft pick that grows with Luka.
He is eligible, by the way, for the max extension this offseason, $195 million over 5 years.
Yeah, well, I ain't nothing to talk about.
So when you ask me.
I don't know what you're looking at me for.
Where do I sign?
I don't know if he can sign.
Ain't nothing to talk about for me. I don't know where his mind is at.
You're 22 years old, and you're eligible for $195 million. I mean, he's hit basically almost every bonus. So that's what he's eligible for. He's not going anywhere. That's the kind of money. You just don't walk away from that kind of money.
NBA contracts are so weird, though, how they do it. You can sign that extension, but then you could probably, as Jay would know better than me, instead of doing
You can have an opt out.
Instead of doing the max extension, you could opt out. Yeah. It's all little tricks.
It's the less. Now, again, he'll be all NBA this year, right, Jay?
Yes. Yes.
And that's the trigger. That's all he needed. That or MVP mm-hmm. would give him the Supermax. The 195. And he's going to be all NBA this year.
I mean, coming into the season, he was one of the odds favorites to be the MVP.
MVP, yeah.
The plan with Monopoly money.
I don't think the question is.
But you have an owner. It's a stable franchise. Like, there's a lot of things, and it's just not.
And Dallas is good, though. Dallas is a good team.
In Memphis, can you, Zion in New Orleans, the questions about those franchises are not that they're not good franchises or fan bases. Of course they are. They're great markets, but for basketball. But those are also franchises that they're not going to be able to spend. They're not going to be able to go over the luxury tax to bring in other talent to help you win a championship. They just don't have the capability to do that. Dallas does. Mark Cuban already has proven to be willing to do that. So if you're Luka, you're like, all right, let's see who wants to come here.
Jay said that he's going to potentially be the face of the NBA. What does that mean, though? See, because when I look at the face of the NBA, I'm thinking Bird, Magic, yeah. Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, mm-hmm. Shaq. I'm thinking that. I'm mm-hmm. thinking commercials. I'm thinking all the different stuff that goes with being the face of the NBA. When the NBA says Christmas Day, we got the Lakers and LeBron James or Kobe and LeBron or something. That's the face to me. Will they do that in Dallas?
Yes.
Will they make the Dallas Mavericks the team of the NBA because Luka's the face of the NBA?
I mean, he's played on Christmas Day before.
Oh, yeah.
He's played on Christmas Day. I know, I hear what you're saying.
The prime time slot on Christmas Day.
100%. Because Mark already is that kind of owner that does that too. He's the guy that people talk about. But you know how we are in the NBA? It's all the one-name guys?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's Luka.
Luka.
He's Luka. That's here, a one-name guy.
As the league is expanding, right, definitely you hear rumors future-wise that could there be potential teams in, like, Paris or London? Yeah. Is there going to be some kind of European connective? What do you mean?
No, I was going to ask you because you were talking about I was going to ask you, what did they just do with Africa, the NBA?
Well, it's a league. They're sponsoring a league there. They'll put money into it and help run it and also help develop players, send some coaches over there and all that
stuff.
Yeah. But since it's an international game, right, and that's how the NBA has always kind of positioned itself mm-hmm. from a brand perspective, like Luka fits into that positioning, like because he playing being overseas, a guy that's been a professional since he's been 14 years old, played for major clubs. There's something to be said about that.
14 years old, I'm a professional.
Yeah, and by the way, that's happening here in the United States.
I know that. It's just funny, though. It's like, yeah, I'm getting about 300
grand. Which is why a lot of those players come into the league a lot more ready for it than American kids who, either played 1 year of college, obviously, or doing the G League thing. It's just that they're more prepared. But
and I'll say this too.
It's an interesting topic here because it's hard for an international player.
Very true.
To be the face of this league. Dirk was one of the first guys that became someone you put up in that pantheon. It's harder for them to do because you just don't have that same appeal. Maybe the language barrier. He does.
Championship.
And that's very important. That's the pressure
really
that comes with being
be
the face.
Yes. No. Yeah. That championship is really going to be important.
Well, the question isn't if Luka stays in Dallas. The question is, does Porzingis stay in Dallas?
Is he the guy you have to pair Luka with?
Like, that's the question. Who do you pair him with, and how's the build out of the rest of the team?
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating.
Yacht, Jay. He's coming to get you.
Keyshawn, that's
about
beautiful.
200 footer. That's
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And as we are enjoying one of the yachts going by here on the East River, we are coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. So why is one NFL team so in love with love, Jay? You know love, don't you?
Jeez.
That's next. KJZ, Smart
Speaker. You've been
speaker. In love, Jay. Oh, I can't.
Just tell
stop.
Your smart speaker. Play ESPN Radio. Jay loves everybody. Zach LaVine is making moves to a new house, maybe a new city. Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Did he just say that?
Don't listen to Tanner
or Lockwood. ESPN on ESPN crime like that. You okay, Key?
Well, I heard something a little more direct than I said the other day. But damn, Marcus Spears.
Yeah. Well, I do came.
But as I said before, I'm worried about my own money right now. Even though I'm with you, Aaron. I worry about my own money.
Yeah.
Then that's basically choosing a side.
But that,
we want what's best for Aaron and the organization.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my bank
for
account.
Business.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you're going to always choose a side.
Yeah.
Which is my bank account.
My side.
Until
it affects you.
Until
yes.
It affects me or I'm so secure
yeah.
that I'm rolling with my dudes.
KJZ, ESPN yeah. Radio. Facts. On this topic, let's bring in Damian Woody, our ESPN NFL analyst, two-time Super Bowl champion on the Goodyear Hotline. And Woody, let's begin there. It's something I ask a lot of former players because I'm curious about how you'd react in the locker room. Because I said the Aaron Rodgers situation in Green Bay is you heard Aaron, you know, give us his, you know, I'm a politician at the, you know, at the podium kind of response to what's happening there. I love everybody. Everybody's great character. But you heard Key also say that players aren't going to say anything because they don't want it to affect their bottom line. But if you're in that locker room as a player and this is going on, you see Aaron Rodgers not here and he might not be here, that does affect winning and losing for you as a player. Do you say something at all or do you completely stay out of it because, like Key said, it's none of my business as long as it doesn't affect my pocket?
No, man, listen, Key hit it right on the head, man. During the offseason, when you have these type of squabbles going on, that's between the player and the organization. And especially when you're talking about money, and I don't know if that's, you know, the whole circumstance here, but when it comes to business affairs, players stay out of that. Now, when we get to the season yeah. and you're not there,
yeah.
and it's like, come on, bro, like, we here to do business. Now, you had all offseason to handle your business. Come on, man, you can't be messing up my plate. You can't mess up the food on my plate now because of off-season squabbles as far as business is concerned.
Now, and Woody, speak to that. Like,
perfect answer.
I am, Woody, as you know, we would be secure in our position. When we get to the season, you know, now I'm going to go to Brian Gutekunst and say to him, man, what the hell are you doing,
yeah.
bro? Like, what you're supposed to be the general manager. I don't understand why y'all didn't fix it. So I'm in the season now. So I'm going to turn on the general manager for my teammate that can help me win a Super Bowl. With that being said, Big Woody, OTA started for the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers clearly is not there, but neither is Devontae Adams and four other wide receivers. Is that just a coincidence, or is that like we gonna all sit tight?
Key, you know, ain't no coincidence in all of that. That ain't no coincidence. That's a message being sent. And you know, the person I feel bad for is Jordan Love, because he didn't have anything to do with it, but he caught up in the middle of it. He caught up in the squabble. So, listen, when you have your top weapons on offense, on the outside, not even showing up to OTAs, that's a message being sent to the front office. Like, look, y'all know who we riding with, Aaron Rodgers. Y'all need to get this stuff cleared out before we even step foot back in the facility. And that's a strong message being sent by Aaron Rodgers and his boys on the outside.
What does that do to Jordan Love, though, when you are now throwing to undrafted free agents and maybe late-round picks and Amani Rodgers, who probably, you know, is your third, fourth receiver in the rotation? Now, what type of confidence will you get out of Jordan Love?
Well, Key, you know this as well as I do, man. Championships are won in the offseason. Championships are won at this time of year because you're taking all these reps and you're getting that building that chemistry between, you know, you and your wide receivers. And if your wide receivers aren't there, then how are you as a second year guy going to build that rapport with these guys, particularly if Aaron Rodgers is adamant about not playing in Green Bay? Man, that's you know, for Jordan Love, that's killing you right there, man. So Aaron Rodgers got the Packers in a precarious situation, and especially as it relates to Jordan Love, if he's going to be the guy moving forward in the 2021 season.
D. Woody, you know, most of the time when players have significant, like, knee injuries, you give them time, right? They get the benefit of the doubt. Does Dak Prescott get the benefit of the doubt this year? What are your expectations for him this season?
Well, listen, I think Dak Prescott is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFC. I think he's a guy that, you know, we tend to measure things by how guys get compensated as far as their pay. And Dak Prescott is one of the highest paid players in the National Football League. So we all saw how gruesome that injury was last year and the effect that it had on the Dallas Cowboys as an organization. But in the same token, we expect, you know, with medicine the way it is, we expect Dak Prescott to come back in and light it up, because when you look at the cast of characters around Dak Prescott, there's no reason to believe that Dak Prescott can, you know, from a statistical standpoint, be one of the best in the National Football League. Now, we don't know what the Dallas Cowboys are going to do as a team, because the defensive side of the football couldn't stop a nosebleed last year. But if they're average, you would expect the Dallas Cowboys to at least make the postseason.
Woody, if you're a lineman with the Colts, does Carson Wentz come in with a clean slate, or does he have something to prove to you considering the reputation that he had with his teammates in Philadelphia?
Well, listen, I think anyone that says that, oh, we're not worried about what happened in Philadelphia is lying. I think everyone's kind of looking and watching how he goes about his business during the offseason, how he interacts with his teammates, how he works out at facilities, studying, what he does in OTAs and minicamp. Everyone's going to have a keen eye on how Carson Wentz goes about his offseason. So, listen, if I'm one of the linemen, I'm actually pretty excited because, you know, the Indianapolis Colts have been in quarterback limbo for a minute now. We know they had Phillip Rivers, and Phillip Rivers had a pretty good year last year, but you have an opportunity to still have a relatively young guy in Carson Wentz could possibly be the long-term solution for the Indianapolis Colts. And luckily for Carson Wentz, he's going into a situation where he's got one of the best organizations, coaches, rosters behind him. So this is a prime opportunity for him to rehab his career.
Damon, how much gas is left in Julio Jones's tank?
I still think he's one of the best wide receivers in the league. Now, Keith, we all know that availability is a huge question mark with Julio Jones. I believe he missed, seven games last year, and this is a guy that he tends to miss some time. But numbers don't lie. When Julio's out there, Julio puts up numbers, you know, puts up numbers along the lines with any of the great wide receivers in the National Football League today. So, you know, listen, if I'm the New England Patriots or maybe the Green Bay Packers. That's a guy I'm looking at to try to bring into the mix, because we heard Julio say he wants to win. So, New England, man, wake up. Let's see if you can make this thing happen.
Is that like, you know, we all play fantasy football when it comes to a player who could be available. So where would be your fantasy landing spot for Julio Jones?
I just think New England will be a great landing spot for him. I mean, listen, New England has done New England spent like a drunk sailor this offseason with all the players that they brought in, two tight ends, you know, Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne. But listen, they don't have an alpha dog on the outside. They don't have that. They have complementary pieces, but they don't have that number one guy like Julio Jones is. So you add that to in the mix to go along with whoever the quarterback is going to be in New England, whether it's Cam Newton or Mac Jones, boy, watch out.
Won't
New
be
England
Mac
is,
Jones.
They're already back in the mix, but you add Julio Jones to that? Come on now.
Yeah. That's how I feel the same way you feel, Big Will. I'm like, they get Julio Jones, man. Mm-hmm. They gonna see Kansas City.
Big Will, be careful, because when you say Mac Jones,
they're gonna make some noise.
Light up, Key don't want to hear nothing about Mac Jones being a starter for the New England Patriots.
It's not gonna happen unless Cam gets hurt.
Woody, we appreciate you, man. We'll leave it right there. Thanks so much.
All right, appreciate you guys.
All right, yeah. And Woody on the Goodyear Hotline. You know, speaking of Julio Jones, did you see AJ Brown trying to recruit him, going to TikTok?
Yeah,
putting together a video
doesn't do anything for me.
It doesn't. Well, how about? How about that he doesn't give up his jersey number? He's got number 8. He's wearing a Julio Jones.
With tape on it.
Yeah, we're going to show it right now on ESPN 2, and also you'll hear it right now from TikTok.
I haven't even been released yet. Okay, I'm going to sell you on some things right here. Listen to me closely. You have 10 of you. Mr. Finger Roll himself, every time, every heel. Listen, he does what he needs to be done. Like, he's a leader. He's a great passer. He's it, anyway. Next, him behind me, superhuman. We don't even have to discuss him. He speaks for himself. Look how mean he look in the picture. Like, okay. Then me, I'm up and coming. Pro Bowl, year 2. Not a big deal. Kind of a big deal, but not really. Okay, scratch that. Anyway, whatever. You, the GOAT of our era, of our receivers. Help me help you. Come home, Julio. Come home.
He went, nah, he went do Jerry Maguire, help me, do, help that, you.
That's not going to do it for me.
The best part, though, for those who can't see the video, is that he's wearing a Julio Jones jersey, a Falcons jersey, but because they both wear number 11, AJ used tape and put number 8, which was Julio's college number, on the jersey. So he's suggesting, yeah, I want you to come here, but you're not getting your number. Like, he made that pretty clear. But
it's all cute and sweet.
Jay suggested Tennessee yesterday.
Yeah,
you shot it down. Why?
Yeah, I'm shooting it down again because first of all, I'm trying to win. If I'm Julio Jones,
what do you mean? Titans wouldn't win?
What do you mean, Titans?
What are you talking about? That's a winning team.
No, I'm trying to win.
Well coached.
I'm trying to finish the deal. I'm 32, 33 years old.
Right.
I'm trying to win.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the football.
Key, they went to the AFC title game 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win, meaning the Super Bowl. I'm not trying to go to a playoff game. I'm not.
AFC
I've done
title
that.
Game.
I've done that in my career. I'm trying to win the Super Bowl. Who gives me the best chance to win the Super Bowl?
New England does?
Man.
New England does.
I'm just telling you.
I'm telling you.
If Julio Jones lands in New England, the AFC East, the AFC in general, they're not going to want to see that. With Nelson Aguilar lifting the coverage, them two tight ends and with the two tight end sets like they had.
Algie Crumpler?
Stop, man. when they had Hernandez and Gronkowski, Randy Moss on the flip side type, wide receiver and Julio Jones. Come on, man. And a quarterback that a lot of people had reservations based on the end of last season. They wasn't really looking at where he was at prior to COVID, what he was able to do. The lack of weapons around him, and they retooled the defensive side of the ball.
Wow.
And they bring back Matt Patricia to run the defense.
Yeah.
Like, come on, seriously?
And
from
you think about it.
The playoffs to winning the Super Bowl.
Alabama connection.
I didn't say win the Super Bowl.
I know.
I said a
best
good
chance of getting to the Super Bowl.
Out of all the teams? You got it. Man, I'm telling you, Jay, when we sitting here.
I'm with you.
When the season start, I'll be the first to say. If it flops, I'll be the first to say, well, damn, I was wrong. But I'm telling you. Okay. You just look at that. That picture just looks different than it did 9, 10 months ago. Look way different. You add that dude there.
Julio Jones, who's a guy that, as everybody talks about, you know, staying on the field is the hardest part. Yeah. You don't want to have a heavy workload at this level of his career. Why wouldn't the Titans make but more sense? Because of that, you've got the bell cow who runs that offense, history, basically, and yet I've got weapons that I know I could use as well. And you add to that, and I don't have to put all that pressure on you that you got to perform?
No.
At this stage of his career?
Wouldn't that be a better fit? History shows me.
Warm weather?
History. Well, I mean, I don't care about the weather. History shows
you always care about the weather. You always talk about the weather.
You wouldn't go to Green Bay because of the weather.
Yeah, that's
what I wouldn't go to Green Bay because it was Green Bay. And really, the weather didn't. I played in New York, so the weather wasn't a big of a deal. But history shows me that when Bill Belichick takes players, he dusts them off.
Yeah.
They turn into something different. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I'm just going off what I see with my eyes, dog. Corey Dillon. I can keep going on and on and on.
But you're not.
You know,
it's a good suggestion. It's going to be something to watch, especially after June 1st. Is there something
blocking
better than winning a title? We're going to play a fun game next after SportsCenter.
46-32. Dillon Brooks back cut to Morant, going to dunk on Gobert, and he gets eviscerated at the rim.
That's the call in 97.5, the zone. That's Rudy Gobert. Huge block on Ja Morant. The Jazz beat the Grizzlies 141-129, and no, it did not go to overtime. An amazing score. The series now tied at 1. Jazz setting a franchise postseason record with 141 points and 19 three-pointers, second most in playoff game in franchise history, and Rudy Gobert doing it all in that game, offense and defense as well. Longtime Patriot and Colt Adam Vinatieri retires. He scored 2,673 points in his NFL career. That's 129 more than any other player in league history. 2019 was his 24th season in the NFL, third most seasons played by any player ever. In baseball, Mickey Callaway has been banned until at least the end of the 2022 season. He was fired by the Angels. He issued a statement that said, "My family and I fully support MLB's strong stance against harassment and discrimination." The statement went on to say, "I apologize to the women who shared with investigators any interaction that made them feel uncomfortable." SportsCenter, presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
With my situation, it's never been about the draft pick. I love coaching staff.
Love you, brother.
Love my teammates. Love the fan base in Green Bay. Incredible 16 years.
The Lombardi Trophy is going back home.
A lot of this was put in motion last year, and the wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP.
Is he the MVP?
It's just kind of about a philosophy. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way. The people make an organization, and sometimes that gets forgotten.
I mean, that is a script lifted right out of any politician. It's about philosophy. It's the people.
The culture.
It's the culture.
I like
character.
How you communicate.
Like all he needed was the thumb thing. The character.
I like it, though.
I mean, he was really touching all of the places that for fans, they're like, yeah, it is about the people. Like,
there's music behind it.
Yeah.
I was on my way to the Garden yesterday to watch the game, and somebody was like, "Jay, what do you think about Aaron Rodgers?" Like, I'm like, "Enough! I'm tired of all this Aaron Rodgers every other day.
I don't want to talk about it anymore."
You should act like you wasn't Jay. Like, "No, that's my cousin."
What do you mean, Jay? Who's this Jay?
Yeah. That's K. Williams.
I'm K. Well, let's take a break from then Aaron Rodgers and some of the other sports headlines. Let's just play a little game. And let's bring in Evan to help host this game. He's our Wink Martindale. Because it's a fun game. It's a little take your pick, Evan.
Wink Martindale? The defensive coordinator for the
Ravens? Well, he's that too. But Wink Martindale originally was also a game show host.
Game show host, yes.
Google it.
All right. Wow. Showing your age, Alan.
Yes, I am. Yes.
And so am I.
He's not old.
So Phil Jen, Nicholson. Gabe, and Chewy, our friends at ESPN Milwaukee, put this poll question up on their Twitter feed, and so we're going to steal it and turn it into something fun for us. So they asked, would you rather be guaranteed Aaron Rodgers stays with the Packers or the Bucks win the title? And the Bucks winning the title, 71% of the vote.
71%.
With 1 hour left to go, is running away with it.
Wow. You go with the championship.
I go with the Bucks winning the title.
If you can win a title, you take the title.
especially all the stories that are going around Giannis, and can they do it? Can they get over the hump? Can they get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Yes.
Take the title.
I voted for Rodgers. I'm selfish. I want Giannis to not win a title so that we keep hearing, can he win a title in Milwaukee? And he's always available for another team. So that's
always rooting for the storyline.
You can vote ESPN Milwaukee. All right, so we want to make this personal for you guys and sort of put it on the line for you. So I'll start with Alan. Alan, you have to choose Knicks go to the finals, beating the Nets in the process, or the Jets win a Super Bowl with Zach Wilson. Take your pick.
Jets win a Super Bowl. I've never seen that in my lifetime. That's what I do. I've seen the Knicks get to the finals and lose.
Wow.
So I would take the championship.
All right.
Isn't that easy?
You weren't, there when the Jets won the title?
No, it wasn't, Evan. No, I wasn't born yet.
It's cold-blooded, Evs.
It's amazing. It's funny how you look older than me, though. Isn't that weird? That's odd.
The first time in my life I've been told I look old. I'll take it.
Well, actually, you were pretty good for the Hawks last night, Kevin Herter.
I get Kevin De Bruyne from Man City.
You take Kevin Herter's bank account, though, Ev.
Yes,
we good?
You would.
Yeah,
you
I would. Right. Take his jump shot, too. So height. Would you, Jay. Oh, for key.
No.
That's, Lakers no. title that's or USC national championship? Take your pick.
USC national title. I mean, we haven't had one in a while.
You got blood on the ground there. Yeah.
Lakers win championships every year, it feels like.
All right. Well, I don't know.
Can I double like down here? Lakers title or USC national championship that's then vacated?
For what?
Jeez. This guy's getting really comfortable out here.
That guy doesn't look like
a three,
though.
Getting really comfortable on the mic.
That guy's not a three. There's no way you should be wearing three, though.
Why?
That's just weird.
Three just don't
you're too
look
big
right.
to be a three. Yeah, man, it's odd. Like looks like you're wearing your little brother's jersey. Like, we lost Keyshawn's jersey, so we had to give him another one.
Key, three looks tough on you.
Just weird.
Man, y'all crazy as hell, man. Y'all,
nah, it's
and
weird.
And then I got the cut. Come on.
Yeah,
man.
Then he's showing
them abs. Big
he's showing abs.
Yeah, they gone, though. They got to take a little chisel.
Giants win the Super Bowl or Coach K wins another national title at Duke?
I go Giants win the Super Bowl. I go, Coach K has five.
What's unfair is you've seen
five. Just like
I've seen multiple of both.
Yeah, and you contributed to one or two.
Yeah, one.
You contributed.
Coach K has five. Like
he's good.
He's great.
Yeah,
he's great.
He's set.
Okay, give it to my Giants.
What, the Giants?
Yeah.
All right.
The last team to win in New York, by the way.
I need another Duke guy to win another championship for the Giants and Daniel Jones, and then
Daniel
it all comes
Jones
together.
Winning a Super Bowl now.
Then it all comes together.
Nice pass to Boozer. Finish.
Once again, all the Boozer references here. See Booze every single day.
Look at you.
Look at you, 2-2.
If we're going to talk about numbers, Jay in 22.
No, I love it.
Perfect.
Yep. Love it.
There's actually a photo of Jay wearing a number 2 jersey. I think it was a Nolan Smith jersey I found online. Didn't look as good.
It was on radio. Just understand. We are watching highlights of Jay Will at Duke, and he had some serious games.
Oh, all right. Dallas Key. Luka wins a title for the Mavericks, or Dak brings the Cowboys to the Super Bowl?
Dak to the Super Bowl for Dallas. Yeah.
Well, you would take getting to the Super Bowl
Dallas needed
over
bad.
A
man,
championship?
They ain't been nowhere near the Super Bowl in how long?
But Luka winning it's a championship.
I understand it's a championship, but
with
the Mavs, I'm a Cowboy, though.
What was that? What year was
I played
that?
For the Cowboys.
11,
and they 11, won 11. Recently.
So they won.
They won more recent than... The
it's
Cowboys.
Only been about 25 years.
It's been a long time. Yeah. I don't even know, but it's been forever.
Yeah, I go with the Cowboys in that one.
Yeah, they just getting to the Super Bowl.
Just getting
just
there?
Get
wait, because that means we'll be at the Super Bowl
year,
and it's in L.A.? Are you kidding me?
Every
I'm in
year,
for it. I'm in for that.
What happens every single year? The Cowboys, this is their year. The Cowboys did this. The Cowboys did
Cowboys.
That.
And they don't get there.
Nah.
Monday morning, Stephen A. puts on a hat and makes fun.
Evan, I like the Seattle one. Let's play that one.
Okay. Russell Wilson stays his entire career, or the NBA returns to Seattle?
The NBA comes to Seattle.
Please.
Oh, you know all the dope players that came out of Seattle? I mean, Jamal Crawford, Zach LaVine. His names just go on and on and on.
NBA returns to Seattle for sure, because Russell Wilson's not going to end his career in Seattle.
But it doesn't matter to me if he does or doesn't, but I really would love to see the NBA back in Seattle. So that's the one you take every time. There's no championship there.
Kevin might be
Durant
the Timberwolves.
Seattle. Oh my goodness.
Timberwolves? No, actually, they're having some issues there.
Yeah,
did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Okay.
You want to explain the issues?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if you were. You were getting very.
You're the host.
You can go ahead.
You're the host now.
This is your host.
Am I the host?
No, Evan assumed host responsibility.
I'm just a guy now on the show.
Just lay out, Alan. This is Evan's show.
I don't want to speak over you or anything like that.
All right, so they've hit some issues with the pending sale of the Timberwolves in that there's no limitations on moving the franchise to a new city. Meyer Orbach, he's the second largest shareholder. He's filed a complaint in the U.S. District Court in Minneapolis.
Evan, very veteran move for you to stall and Google at the same time to then read it directly
on
off
page,
the
page, didn't we?
Yeah. Well done, Evan.
Last one.
By the way, Orbach,
Jay, this
is
for you.
Okay.
Bulls reach the NBA Finals. Bears just go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, Bears just go to the Super Bowl.
Bears have been in the Super Bowl. Yes. So the Bears have been in the Super Bowl more recently than the Bulls have been in the NBA Finals, though.
Yeah, but the Bulls, we got six chips, so.
The Mavs, same thing.
We got six chips.
But Luka, I was saying win the title.
Right? Would the Bears mean more to the market than the Bulls do?
All right, then let's change that.
Super Bowl for the Bears?
What if the Bulls won the title? Let's do the same one as Luka. Bulls win the title, Bears go to the Super Bowl.
Still feel like the Bears going to the Super Bowl. There's a lot that could go on.
Yeah, what means more to the market? That's how you have to do it.
I don't know, man. It's, Shy, as much as we love,
it's a lot
as
of
much
jobs
we love basketball,
stake.
Man, football is still it's football in Chicago, man.
Yeah.
Jobs at stake.
I go football. I go still making it to the – that's tough, man. That breaks me.
Yeah.
And I go making it to
Those
Super Bowl.
Are good. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for you to call in. We will ask you whatever your market is, your town, where you're from. And we can play this game with you.
Because I mean, there's a lot of different people. Out of the first round, or
what's wrong with you?
I know. Like, can I
Why
just
do you
have
take
a day?
Shots at Allen?
Can I just have a day?
Let
all
him
I
breathe.
Was, all
it was like their first playoff win since 2013.
Win. It was fun.
Knicks making it out of the
Seventh
playoffs.
Avenue flooded with fans. Like everything just happening, and you're gonna give me that? Can I just have a day?
I mean, you guys. Somebody did spit on Trae Young last night.
That did happen.
What the hell is that about?
I know. Well, that goes back to what we were saying, the fan thing. You're back in the building, and it's great to see the energy, but it also brings that element like we saw in Philly.
I was in the building last night. I'm like, this is such an amazing feeling. And then I see that, and I'm like, that just takes away from everything I just witnessed.
Yeah. No, that's a major issue. So as we're playing this game, what would someone in Milwaukee pick between Giannis winning a title or Aaron Rodgers staying with the Packers? We'll find out next. KJZ, ESPN Radio.
Football is a team sport, but right now this is a one-on-one battle, and Aaron Rodgers is winning it.
Who is actually the biggest loser here?
It's Jordan Love.
Aaron definitely knows how we feel about him. Hopefully he can get him back in the building at some point.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We laugh every time we hear that, but still.
Oh, swagoo.
That is just brutal. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. It's Alan Hahn in for Zubin. Let's go to Jason Wilde from Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin. And I guess his we'll do first, Jason, is we were playing a game that we stole from your station, actually, from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. That's been a lot of fun because it's like, you know, you got to take your pick. And what they were asking was Aaron Rodgers stays with the Packers or the Bucks win a title with Giannis. And which one would you take? And the poll response was strong in favor of the Bucks winning a championship with Giannis. And I would say the same because it's a championship versus somebody just staying with your team. But I got to ask you. Which would you take?
Well, first of all, great to be with you guys. Thanks for asking me to come on. I love Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. They have great ideas. I've covered the Packers as a reporter in print and on air since 1996. Mm. I also grew up in Wisconsin in the 70s and 80s when the Packers were horrible. I am picking Aaron Rodgers coming back to the Packers. It is way more compelling for that team. I'm sure Giannis can win a title even without our help of this poll question. So I'm taking Rodgers. Wow. I just don't think the Packers are anywhere near the same level of relevant, interesting, with Blake Bortles or Jordan Love quarterbacking them in 2021.
So with that being said, what did you make a take away from Aaron Rodgers' interview with Kenny Mayne on Monday night?
You know, Key, the biggest thing that I took away from it was, remember, Rodgers is a huge Jordan fan, and we heard reports that he was referring to Brian Gutekunst as Jerry Krause. Didn't you hear the echoes of Jerry Krause saying organizations win championships, not players, in the way Rodgers addressed the culture of the Packers, and a hint of, the GM thinks that it's about the organization, and I believe it's about the players. I mean, I think I know Aaron well enough to know that there was some deliberate parallels there that he chose when he chose his words. So, you know, I don't think he said anything that made you feel, if you're a Packers fan, better about him coming back, but I would hope that you didn't take anything he said as necessarily making the chances worse that he's going to come back either.
So, Jason, if you're Mark Murphy, if you're the president, do you let go of Brian Gutekunst? Do you let him go?
I don't know if you should, but I know that they're not going. I mean, they're just not.
So wait. So that's why they say that they're not. What should they do? I want to hear from you. What should you're running the organization? What should they do?
I think that, and I'll be curious to see how you guys respond to this. I think when you have generational talent, that is much harder to find than someone to pick players. But are you really going to set a precedent if you're going to fire your general manager because the quarterback doesn't like him? Like, it depends on what your philosophy is, right? If your philosophy is, look, organizations win championships, and we're not going to put it out there that our quarterback can decide who the general manager is, then you're not going to fire him. But if you were choosing purely on who is harder to replace, I personally would say the quarterback is harder to replace, and the odds of Jordan Love following Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and being, you know, the second coming of Patrick Mahomes and be your third straight Hall of Fame quarterback, I don't think that's going to happen. That's not a knock on Jordan Love. That's just reality and the odds.
Well, let me ask you this, Jason, because you followed the team and been around the team since 1996. The success that Aaron Rodgers has had under Matt LaFleur, prior to that, he didn't have the last 3 years of Mike McCarthy's tenure in Green Bay much success.
Yeah.
Could it be that Matt LaFleur could get things done with Jordan Love to a degree that it satisfies Green Bay Packer fans, because, and this is long, because when was the last time Aaron Rodgers actually appeared in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, long time. Speaking of long times, by the way, you know you've covered the NFL a long time when your first year covering it was when an electrifying wide receiver from USC was in the draft.
Oh, that's completely unnecessary.
I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time, you know?
Hey, man, what? Let the guy have some fun.
All right.
So a couple of things on your question, Key. One, you know, I think when you look at what Rodgers did the second half of 2016, I think that was the best I've ever seen him play. And he was terrific last year, but he put the team on his back. He had the run the table line. They won 8 straight. You remember what he did in Dallas for that game-winning touchdown. I mean, he was phenomenal then. 17, he broke his collarbone. 18, he played on a broken leg all season. And 19, and look at what Tom Brady went through for most of last season. Rodgers did not take to Matt LaFleur's new system very effectively in 19. He was learning a new system for the first time in his career. So I look at what he did there, and then I look at what he did last season and the way they collaborated during the offseason in Zoom calls to make the offense theirs with Rodgers and the coaching staff. I think Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan looked at what Rodgers did in this offense and said, we need better quarterbacking to make a great offense that much greater. Jason, and so do I think Jordan Love can be productive? Absolutely. But I don't know if he can be great with somebody who's not great.
Here. Thanks so much for the insight.
All right, guys.
Speaking of a long time, been a while since the Knicks won a playoff game. We'll discuss next.